When Paul and his companions preach in the synagogues all around the Middle East and the Roman Empire, they usually begin by summarizing the story. Fellow Jews, here's the story up till now, this expectant hope of a Messiah. And then they show that the fulfillment of their desires, everything they've been waiting for, has come true in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead. This happens over and over again as we read the Acts of the Apostles. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. And then they quote the second Psalm. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You will rule over all the nations with an iron rod. Summarizing the story and saying, everything you've wanted, everything you've been waiting for, I bring you good news. It's happened. God has sent the one you have awaited. So keep that in mind for a second from the Acts of the Apostles. In the gospel now, when Jesus is at the Last Supper with the 12, he tells them not to be afraid. Then he says, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. The other time that Jesus talks about the Father's house is earlier in John's gospel, in John chapter 2, where Jesus cleanses the temple. He gets rid of all the people who are taking up the space that's meant for the Gentiles. It's meant for people to come and begin to encounter the God of the Jews. He kicks them out, and he says, stop making my Father's house into a marketplace, den of thieves. And of course, in the temple, the Father's house is the temple, of course, there were many, many rooms. You know, we think of like coming to the church and there's just like a big building with an altar. Well, that was the middle of the temple, but of course there were many, many, many rooms, corridors. It was almost more like a monastery. There were rooms for storage, rooms for holy sacrifices, room for all kinds of things, and there were chambers, there were rooms where the temple priests would lodge. Kind of like monks, they would live attached to the temple. They would have priestly chambers to get ready for the sacrifices, even to live there, to sleep there. So when Jesus is talking to his disciples, he's in many ways saying, like, I am preparing a place for you in the Father's house where there's a dwelling, where just like the priests, you will live right next to the presence of God. You won't be far away. You're not going to come visit from time to time. You're going to live there. You're going to live and sleep and dine and worship in the presence of the Lord in the heavenly temple, in my Father's house. So let's connect this now. Friends, we are all called to be missionary disciples. We're called to bring people closer to the Lord. And here's how we do it with the readings today. First of all, we listen to someone's story. We listen to what their hearts desire. What do you want in this life? What's really what you want to have? And ultimately, it's joy. It's happiness. It's fulfillment. We listen to that story and we say, everything that you've wanted, everything that you've just told me, God wants to give you in Jesus Christ. He is the fulfillment of all your desire. And he's already saved you, and he's inviting you to taste his goodness. And part two, God's not only inviting you to be like kind of with him, kind of to know God, to visit from time to time, to have a little bit of joy. No, God's inviting you to have a place, a dwelling place in the Father's house. He wants you to live in his presence and glory for eternity. Sometimes people think, even if they give themselves to God, like, well, I'll still be kind of like a second-class citizen. I've committed these sins. I'm not that smart. This person's been a Christian their whole lives. It doesn't matter. Jesus says he's preparing a dwelling place for you in the temple, in the Father's house. He wants you to be so close to him. He wants you to live in his heart. That's how much he desires you. As we receive the Eucharist today and praise the Lord, Let's allow these words to sink in. And let's be the missionary disciples that the Father wants. Missionary disciples who know the love of Jesus and who ourselves are looking forward to receiving that dwelling place in the Father's house.